listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, August 19th. Joining me by phone this morning, friends from Lutheran Housing Support, Nicole Ridley, CEO. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. Looking forward to talking about Lutheran Housing Support and also the Reverend John Albers, Director of Resource Development. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Glad to have you as our guest this morning. Thanks so much for both of you getting up nice and early to share some news with us about Lutheran Housing Support. Nicole, can you share with us a little bit of the history and the work, the mission of Lutheran Housing Support?
Yeah, sure. So Lutheran Housing Support, we were incorporated in 2004, and we began our first year operations in 2007. Prior to our inception, we were just a housing ministry under World Relief and Human Care under the housing department. And so we are an outgrowth of the rich history that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has been involved in for 40 plus years. And we provide support and to congregations, districts, and social ministries that are interested in neighborhood improvement projects.
John, why did you get involved with Lutheran Housing Support?
Well, as a parish pastor, I was for 25 years absolutely convinced that congregations and pastors need to be engaged in their community in some way. And my way of doing so was always through affordable housing ministry of some sort, response to homelessness in my local community. And when I returned to school and pursued an advanced degree in a particular field of study that kind of fit, and then the opportunity presented itself through this ministry, it was just a perfect fit for me to help advance this kind of ministry across the Synod, to help congregations do the same kind of thing that I wanted to be involved in as a parish pastor, to help congregations be involved in community outreach through affordable housing programs, community improvement ministries of various types and descriptions, and depending very much on the community where they were located.
Nicole, where is Lutheran Housing Support serving, doing work today?
Well, we have pretty active projects in East St. Louis. We just completed one at Trinity Lutheran in Nebraska, Fremont, Nebraska. Obviously, we are always talking about our on-the-ground direct services that we provide in College Hill. And we are providing some pretty significant support to the St. Peter Zion Project, so Zion Lutheran in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And sporadically, we get calls, and we serve 30 to 40 congregations and their social ministries annually.
What are some of the ways that that Lutheran Housing Support serves in those communities? What are some of the programs that are happening in those communities where LHS is serving?
Pastor John, would you like to expound?
Yes, I think the work that we do really depends very much on the congregation and the social ministry and what it is that they're finding is their significant hurdle. So in one community, it very much is on identifying financing and the unique financing that will work to help advance their project. In another community, it's helping with the feasibility and assessment of the project and helping them through the kind of nuts and bolts of inspection of property and trying to help them with the budgeting and what that's all about. With a congregation in St. Louis, it's helping very much on the project management and helping them put together the development team. And when I mean the development team, I don't mean the fundraising development team. I mean the actual how they're going to develop the project. And in that case, it's redeveloping a shuttered public school building as not only the home for the congregation, but a redevelopment as a senior housing project. So we're here as from nuts to bolts, whatever it is that is the particular hurdle the congregation or the social ministry is facing, and when somebody asks me, well, what can you help us with? My response back to them is more of a question, well, what is it that is your particular hurdle in accomplishing that community improvement or housing project in your community? And most often it starts first with the assessment phase and the what is it that is the particular need in that community, and making sure what the congregation has in mind matches with what the need is in the community.
So we very much can customize our services also identify financial resources for the project. So that could be identifying local community grants and or financing. And also we've just launched our own loan fund, so we can provide some financing for projects in Illinois, Indiana, Missouri. Those are our pilot states. So we can provide not only the project development side, but we can also identify resources on the end to bring the project to fruition.
It's my understanding one of those resources is also education, learning along the way. Is there financial education involved in Lutheran Housing Support?
Well, we encourage financial education as part of projects when it's necessary. For instance, on the College Hill development project, where we provide direct services, and we're heavily involved in spearheading a complete neighborhood revitalization initiative, we've partnered with local community organizations to provide financial education and credit counseling to the prospect buyers that are taking advantage of living in our new homes that we're building. On the side where we're partnering with our congregations, for instance, in East St. Louis, Unity and LCEI has partnered with another local community organization and has recruited volunteers from the congregation to provide education to their buyer or their homeowners that are receiving their services. So not only are we assisting those homeowners to improve their homes where they don't have the resources to do so, and those are owner-occupied homes, also working with those homeowners to help manage their finances better. So that's a way to engage local congregants from the congregations that we're partnering with.
Why,
in a different way.
Why is financial education an important part of this? Why is it something that you recommend when it comes to housing support?
I really do think it's two reasons. One is very much to help stabilize the family who is there. Very often the people in the populations where we're assisting, the reasons that people are in the situation that they find themselves is not as simple as they simply don't have the money to do the work themselves. I mean, there's many reasons. Financial education helps to stabilize a household, but it's also something that Nicole just mentioned. It's another way to engage church members in outreach into their community, and another means by which that can enable ultimately, when the ultimate goal here is something we haven't mentioned yet, the ultimate goal here is to enable on-the-ground word and sacrament ministry to build relationships between people. And some congregants can get involved by hammering nails and working to install a storm door in this Helping Hand initiative, but other congregants have financial abilities in how to budget and that sort of thing, and do their best work sitting around a kitchen table helping somebody to budget in their household and balance their checkbook. And so this is just one more way also to involve a congregation member and build a relationship out into the community. So it's really both of those pieces together, and building those relationships into the community is just as and probably almost more important than the piece that helps to make sure that we get somebody's yard cleaned up in their front yard. That's very important. but making sure we build relationships between people is just as important a piece in all of this community improvement and housing projects. That's the bottom line, building relationships between the people who are there in the church with the people who are there in the community.
Certainly. Nicole, how is it that you're able to do what Lutheran Housing Support does? How is LHS funded?
So we receive money from, obviously, Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is a huge contributor of the work that we do. We receive some grant funding from individuals, foundations, corporations, and so we have a good mix of contributors that provide funding to help support the work that we do to serve the communities and the congregations and the social ministries who we are incorporated to serve.
John, can tell me a little bit more about your work as Director of Resource Development.
My work is building relationships with those people that Nicole just mentioned. I mean, those are the people that I am tasked with building strong relationships with, those individuals and funders and congregations. And in fact, the biggest area of my work in this coming year is building relationships with the congregations who are part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, those more than 6,100 congregations strong across the Synod, and building relationships not only between congregations and Lutheran Housing Support, but building relationships between congregations where we may have an active project going on. So in fact, one of my my activities coming up in the next year is being out and about helping congregations do a local housing Sunday where they may be able to raise some financial resources to support our ministry. But not only that, raising their own awareness of what is going on. So as there may be a project that pops up in their local community or region, there may be an automatic partnership opportunity between that congregation and a congregation nearby, so that as a project comes up, I don't know, in a urban center near a suburban congregation, there may be an automatic opportunity to form a stronger partnership and move forward in an even more dramatic way. As our one partner in East St. Louis talks about, Pastor Stallworth at Unity talks about the mission opportunities here at home and the strong mission here that reaching into some of these underserved and underreached communities. And that's the message that I'm here to bring to these congregations and to the people that we have who are looking for those mission opportunities. I'm absolutely convinced of it. The faithful people that we have who are already in the pews in our Synod congregations are looking for those mission opportunities, and they're just waiting to hear about them.
Nicole, what are the plans for this year, the rest of this year, and looking to 2017?
Well, in College Hill, we plan to build four additional homes, build and sell four additional homes, rehab approximately 20 to 30 homes for owner-occupied owners. And then we plan to, again, serve 30 to 40 congregations that we generally serve on an annual basis in one way, shape, or form. Hopefully we will see the renovation of the school building in Pastor John, help me out.
Pastor Dickinson. Pastor Dickinson at Great Commission Lutheran Church in St. Louis.
And in Fort Wayne, Indiana, we have an exciting project that's brewing, and so hopefully we'll see the fruits of our labor in partnership with Zion and St. Peter's.
Very good. And Pastor John, what are you hoping to see in the coming year?
I hope to spend a lot of time away from home, much to the chagrin of my spouse, I'm sure. But I have a rather aggressive goal of being in at least 30 different congregations in this coming year, spreading the word about the work that we do. I much to the chagrin of our board of directors and our leadership, we're one of the best-kept secrets, I think, of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I was thrilled when I came to know more about the existence of Lutheran Housing Support in this unique situation that we've created here as an opportunity to do this kind of work. And I'm hoping that I can get more opportunities to share that news. I'm going to be in Sioux City, Iowa in October, as well as Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, and have plans, I think, to be in Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin, I hope, yet this fall. And if local congregations are interested in a local housing Sunday, I encourage them to send me an email at john.albers@lcms.org, and we'll set up a local housing Sunday there to share even more about the news of the work that we do.
With just a few seconds left, John, where can we find out more about Lutheran Housing Support?
Easy to do. At our website is probably the easiest way to find out more, www.nationalhousingsupport.org. And you're going to find out a lot more information there, and not only in the main stories that we have there, but of course on the rest of the tabs, clicking through to find out more. And I'd encourage especially those folks in the pilot states to find out more about our loan fund and some projects that they may be wanting to do, and looking for that hard-to-get capital that they may be looking for right now.
Very good. The Reverend John Albers, Director of Resource Development, Lutheran Housing Support, thanks for being my guest today.
Thank you.
And Nicole Ridley, CEO, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you, Andy.
Certainly. Coming up in just a little bit, the study of the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time.